misrepresentation of the deposition testimony in the record at AA-260. What the registrar said was, I didn't correlate the two. I simply followed the directive of the DA. What is true is that the registrar went to the legislature, to the commission, told the commission, I can't certify. I will certify all the rest of them. I won't certify this one. So if that language comes from the other statute or doesn't apply here, it would only be because this court construed this statute to be very, very narrow.
So, Mr. Wall, Justice Kadish here. So what he said in his affidavit is that there are 139 discrepancies and 218 precincts in District C. Now, just looking at those numbers, that means not every precinct has a discrepancy, and maybe some precincts have more than one. I don't know. Have you specified which specific precincts or districts would need to be redone that were prevented as contemplated under 465?
No, we don't know. That there are irreconcilable differences. We don't even know what they are. We could identify the precincts that had a difference, but the statute requires a new election because the discrepancies are irreconcilable.
And for those of you that live in District C, this is about who's going to represent you on the Clark County Commission. Is it going to be a Republican, Stavros Anthony, or Ross Miller, the Democrat? That is essentially what we're talking about, and I'll simply tell you, I watched the entire 30 plus minutes, and I thought that Stavros Anthony's case was incredibly compelling because it all surrounded the words of Joe Gloria, the registrar of voters, who said before the Clark County Commission, "I can't certify who won." And his words are so incredibly powerful because he's the registrar of voters. And if he can't tell you who won the election, well, then there was no election. It certainly wasn't it wasn't a complete election, you know. Anyway, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, hybrids, mountain bikes, road bikes, and the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided hiking or biking tour, just visit EscapeAdventures.com. That's EscapeAdventures.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And at 4:31, it's starting to look like rush hour in a few places out there. Look for some reduced speeds both directions on Interstate 15 as you work your way through the resort area. Northbound at Charleston, southbound at Russell, you're averaging 35 to 45 through there. Also, crews are still cleaning up that earlier incident. U.S. 95 eastbound at Rancho. It's on the left lane. You can still squeeze through there to the right, but reduced speeds. Also, look for some congestion on the Beltway. 215 westbound at Tenaya. 215 southbound at Jones. And watch for road work on Interstate 11 south. That's at Wagon Wheel. The on and off ramps closed tonight at 8 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they split their two-game series against St. Louis as they fall yesterday by a 3-1 score. It wasn't because of shots on goal. Vegas had 51 shots, but Jordan Binnington, the Blues goaltender, he ends up making 50 saves. Marc-Andre Fleury loses his third straight. He didn't play poorly. He makes 32 saves. The Golden Knights get back at it tomorrow when they are set to play host to Arizona.
The UNLV baseball team getting underway with their series against Pacific, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series that was just added after Pacific had their weekend opponent have to cancel due to COVID. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you like karaoke? I've got good news for you. If you like karaoke, the advisory team for the governor, at the request of the governor, they were charged with conducting a review and an evaluation of restrictions related to karaoke singing and other open mic type of places. There are a bunch of regulations, but it looks like they are going to allow for the reopening of karaoke singing and open microphone events. So that is really cool. As a guy that likes karaoke, I like to sing karaoke. I'm probably not very good at singing karaoke, but I like karaoke. By the way, in fact, I'll ask Heidi Harris about that. She'll be along at 5:05. The President of the United States is going to be signing 6 executive actions dealing with gun control, things that will get the government further into your business. And it's really sad that it comes to this. But I want to go to cut two real quick, because this is the president this morning in the Rose Garden and talking about what he would like to see the passage of 3 House-passed gun control bills and an assault weapons ban, even though nobody can define what an assault weapon is. There is no consensus whatsoever, both sides of the aisle, doesn't matter. Nobody can give you a definitive definition of what constitutes an assault weapon. This was the president this morning in the Rose Garden.
These are some of the best tools we have right now to prevent gun violence and save lives. But all these bills, they had support of both Democrats and Republicans in the House. And universal background checks are supported by the vast majority of the American people. And I might add, the vast majority of responsible gun owners. So let me be clear. This is not a partisan issue among the American people. This is a view by the American people as an American issue. And I'm willing to work with anyone to get these done. And it's long past time that we act. Now, I know this has been a hobby horse of mine for a long time. Got it done once. We should also ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in this country. For that 10 years we had it done, the number of mass shootings actually went down. Even law enforcement officials have told me and told other champions of this legislation, they sometimes feel outgunned by assault weapons with large capacity magazines. There's no reason someone needs a weapon of war with 100 rounds, 100 bullets that can be fired from that weapon. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that.
That's the President of the United States this morning in the Rose Garden. I'm just going to tell you that I think the President has miscalculated. And you know, we always talk about how, the public wants gun control. I think the public wants current law to be enforced. So how many times, how many killers have used weapons that were properly licensed? I mean, it's incredible. So it's not that we need new legislation or new executive action, because people are always going to attack other people with guns, with knives. You know, at the White House, or I'm sorry, at the Capitol building, it was a knife wielding crazy. And that's the problem. We've got all these people that when they use guns, they're properly licensed with background checks. All these people that pass background checks end up killing people. That's what's so sad about this. Stay where you are. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. You've heard from the president. You know what he's talking about. You know that he wants to take your guns away. And he wants to do it not incrementally, but right now. He really wants to. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls on the other side. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim Dallas know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll do that and more. And I want to find out in particular, because the president today tried to make the case that the American people want gun control. And I don't think that's true. I think people fear our government and you know, the use of weapons, the ownership of weapons is something that's guaranteed to us by our Constitution, and nobody wants to give that up except the bleeding hearts. We'll talk about that and more. So just let Gentleman Jim Dallas know you're a first-time caller. Here's the number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
What are the cockroaches in the legislature up to? We'll get an update from Victor Jakes, and Vegas's favorite blogger, Vital Vegas, joins us.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on AM 670 KMZQ.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, did you hear about this? There have been media reports all over the place that Caitlyn Jenner is considering running for governor of California. You know that Gavin Newsom is being recalled, and we're fairly certain, pretty confident, that the recall will go through and that there will be a gubernatorial election in the state of California. Trump's ex-campaign manager, Brad Parscale, is helping Caitlyn Jenner explore run for California governor. Would that be wild? I mean, sign of the times. But Caitlyn Jenner considering running for governor against what would be against a whole bunch of other candidates. There are a whole bunch of people that are lining up to run against Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom made a lot of. Well, let me just put it this way. He made a lot of people real unhappy real fast. We'll talk more about that, I'm sure. I want you to hear more from the president today from the Rose Garden. And Joe Biden, the president of the United States, is proposing to do something that I think would destroy the gun industry in our country. Everybody and their brother would be out to sue. And essentially, what he wants to do is to eliminate gun manufacturers' immunity from prosecution or from lawsuits. Otherwise, plaintiff's attorneys would be all over this. and would be suing left and right. Every time somebody dies via a weapon, there'd be a lawsuit. Yeah, but for no reason, but there would be a lawsuit. And right now, there is an immunity that the gun manufacturing industry has that would be allowed to, that would be allowed to get off and not be able to be sued. That, to me, would cripple. It would have a chilling effect on anybody that's a gun manufacturer. It just would. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Okay, the president proposing to eliminate gun manufacturers' immunity. And today in the Rose Garden, he spoke about that. Here it is.
The only industry in America, a $1 billion industry, that can't be sued, has exempt from being sued, are gun manufacturers. Imagine how different it would be had that same exemption been available to tobacco companies who knew and lied about the danger they were causing, the cancer caused and the like. Imagine where we'd be. But this is the only outfit that is exempt from being sued. If I get one thing on my list, the Lord came down and said, Joe, you get one of these, give me that one. Because I tell you what, there would be a come to the Lord moment these folks would have real quickly. But they're not. They're not. They're exempt. I know that the conversation about guns in this country can be a difficult one. But even here, there's much more common ground than anyone would believe. There's much more common ground. Everything that's being proposed today is totally consistent with the Second Amendment. And there's a wide consensus behind the need to take action. I know that when overwhelming majorities of Americans want to see something change that will affect their lives, and it still doesn't change, it can be demoralizing to our fellow citizens. It can feel like our entire political process is broken. I know it's painful and frustrating that we haven't made the progress that we'd hoped for. But it took 5 years to get Brady Bill passed, and it took even more years to work to pass the assault weapons ban. And it saved lives. No matter how long it takes, we're going to get these passed. We're not going to give up. We have an opportunity to fulfill the first responsibility of government, to keep our people safe. And in the process, we can show the world and show ourselves that democracy works. And we can come together and get big things done.
That's the president today in the Rose Garden. Gentleman Jim Dallas, you bring up a good point, though, that this could unleash Pandora's box. And that if you suddenly lose this immunity, that, you know, the responsibility, the corporate responsibility when products kill people, where would it end?
Well, and that's what worries me, because if you're going to blame a manufacturer of anything, baseball bats can be used as a weapon. So you're going to sue Louisville Slugger because somebody uses a baseball bat as a weapon? That's what this opens up. It's ridiculous. Remember, it was a few years ago, Kevin, where a woman behind the wheel of a car went up onto the sidewalk on Las Vegas Boulevard
on the
here,
strip, yeah,
and killed some people, hurt and maimed some others. Now, what are you going to do? I don't know whether she was driving a Nissan or a Toyota or whatever. Are you going to sue those automobile manufacturers because that was used as a weapon? This opens up Pandora's box to the 10th degree, if you ask me.
It is. It is indeed. And that's why this kind of stuff has got to be killed and killed quickly. This whole notion of making the people that manufacture guns responsible in some way for, they're manufacturing legal products, and now you're going to make them subject to lawsuits. It'll be a plaintiff's attorney's field day Right. Being able to do that. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I got to take a quick break. More to come. And don't forget, Heidi Harris, I'll ask her about this. The idea of being able to sue gun manufacturers. We'll do that and more coming up at the top of the hour right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to roberts4nevada.com. That's robertsfornevada.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, a new report just out, and I find this fascinating, that while other presidents, Clinton, Bush, Obama, made millions off their presidency, a new report now says that Donald J. Trump lost $1.1 billion being president. $1.1 billion lost. That is incredible. And by the way, Forbes reported earlier this week that the former president actually lost $1.1 billion from his presidency, causing him to fall almost 300 places from his original spot in the billionaire rankings. He lost money. People wanted to prosecute him because his hotels made out really well. Well, the fact is, they didn't. And that according to Forbes, he lost $1.1 billion, with a B, dollars. Now, he's probably still a billionaire. And his kids won't have to have a benefit dinner. But I'm just going to tell you, they are... no, I mean, everybody was accusing him of profiteering off being president. And the fact is, he lost...